Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS. Thanks for joining us this evening. Democrats are ramping up attacks on Mitt Romney's record while working at Bain Capital here in Michigan. Democrats pointing out the impact was felt right in the state. One example was Bain taking over Florists Trans World Delivery in 1994, the Southfield-based company later laying off more than 600 people. The Romney campaign, quick to point out that Bain's involvement in success stories like Staples tells a very different story. So to get a better understanding of how Bain operated, I'm joined by Josh Cosman, the author of the book, The Buyout of America, How Private Equity is Destroying Jobs and Killing the American Economy. He has an op-ed out just today about Bain Capital. You can find it on rollingstone.com. Josh, thank you so much for joining us on WILS.
Sure. Thanks for asking.
Now, you write that Romney wants us to believe that critics of private equity are against capitalism. Isn't he right, though? Aren't the two directly linked and can't really be separated?
I mean, I consider private equity predatory capitalism. I mean, it is capitalism because it's legal, but the way private equity works is the buyer, Bain Capital, or there's roughly 200, sizable private equity firms, they buy companies by having the companies borrow the money to finance the acquisition. So that would be like you or I buying a home and then taking out a mortgage and then having the bank pay our mortgage for us. So when you think about it, it doesn't make a lot of sense. It's taking advantage of a loophole, and then the private equity firm typically sucks a lot of costs out of that business so they can pay their debt. So I think it's very destructive. It's parasitic. It's not what I think of as capitalism. It's not certainly not entrepreneurship. It's not building a business. And it's not even just moving money around like a trader might do. It's sucking money out of a company that you put into debt. It's very destructive.
I see. Are you out on the highway at the moment? It sounds a bit noisy back there.
I'll move inside this building. Hopefully, it will be better.
Gotcha.
Sorry about
that. No problem. It's always nice to have a little quieter environment. Sounds better already. So you point out, though, that private equity firms presently own companies employing one in every 10 U.S. workers or 10 million people. So in most cases, are these companies being run in a responsible and sustainable manner?
Mostly, private equity firms, from what I found from doing 2 years of research on my book, mostly they hurt the company. So I took a look at the biggest leverage buyouts. So I took a look at the 25 companies that borrowed $1 billion in junk bonds and 80s deals. And I found 52% of them ultimately went bankrupt. I took a look at the 10 biggest deals of the 90s, a time of ideal economic conditions, and found that in 6 of the 10 cases, when you compared the company versus their peers, like Saks, which was bought in a buyout, they lost market share to Neiman Marcus.
I want to focus in on how this happens because, as you point out, these are leveraged buyouts. The companies that are actually being purchased are forced to pay about 70% of its own acquisition by taking out loans. So if you can, explain how that works and how companies become vulnerable to being bought out in this way.
Sure. Private equity firms using the same cheap debt that caused the housing bubble can sometimes pay premiums for public companies that are, higher than the public market. Typically, they're targeting mature companies that are profitable. So they're not targeting high-growth tech companies. They're not targeting money losers because the companies being acquired have to be able to borrow that money to fund the acquisition, and banks are not going to lend money against a company that's not profitable. So they can borrow enough in the debt markets typically to buy certain kinds of companies, whether it's private or public. And I think most sellers, don't understand what private equity will end up doing. I think, throwing a little modesty aside, I'm probably the only reporter or academic who's spent a lot of time looking at what happens to private equity-owned companies after the private equity firms left. Look at them 10 years later. So I'm not sure what I know is, at this point, common knowledge.
Now, when private equity firms buy a company, are they not taking on a certain amount of risk?
They're taking no risk. The private equity firm is charging its investors typically a 2% annual management fee. they charge the companies that they own a management fee. And when you add them together, it's more than the commitment they've made. Now, the investors in their funds, most state pensions, including the Michigan Department of Treasury is a pretty big private equity investor, they are taking some risk. But Mitt Romney running Bain, or, you know, and others of his ilk are not taking any risk whatsoever.
I'm talking to Josh Cosman, the author of the book, The Buyout of America. You can find his op-ed on Bain Capital on RollingStone.com right now. But essentially, this is all legal. This is all appropriate. These types of steps, there's nothing necessarily unethical about what Bain Capital was doing.
Well, I would say I would agree with all of it except for the unethical part. So let's say it's not the most egregious example, but it would hit home in Michigan, and it is a company Bain, Mitt likes to talk about. You know, he bought Domino's Pizza, which, as you know, is Ann Arbor. And when he bought Domino's, bought it by having the company borrow the money. And then she first starts charging franchisees more fees. Some of them were getting away with not paying the franchisee fees. Nothing wrong with that. That's a good way to improve earnings. But then Domino's starts, he doesn't reinvest those increased earnings in new products. And lo and behold, 6-7 years later, after Romney had left Bain, Domino's market share starts slipping badly. Again, every quarter, it's falling behind Papa John's, Pizza Hut. It goes public, falling behind again, until we get to a point, I think it was in 2009, you might remember Domino's at that point, a publicly traded company, takes out ads saying our pizza tasted like cardboard and now we're changing the pizza recipe. And it worked. Domino's has recovered. But that's really post-Bain's controlling of the company, and it's really what private equity did to Domino's. It took a very strong brand and weakened it.
But isn't all this stuff fairly transparent as these steps are taken along the way?
I don't think it's so transparent. I think that for... if we're talking, again, it's not just Bain. There's a couple hundred, several hundred sizable private equity firms. But I think what they typically do with companies, when you look at the pattern of it, for Bain, for example, what Obama likes to trot out, but there's many examples of it. You know, they'll take a company like AMPAD, American Pad and Paper, in Marion, Indiana. They buy it. They buy the company. Then they buy a division of a company. Combine it, lay off workers, and then in that case, after that happened in 95, Bain borrows more money against the company because it's increased earnings and takes it out as a dividend. And now that company, which is barely profitable, has interest payments up to its neck, and if anything goes wrong, the company goes bankrupt, but Bain and Romney still win. And that's exactly what happened with American Pad and Paper.
Now, it's fair to say that the private equity firms, they don't exist to create jobs. They exist to make money for their investors, right?
Yes, for sure. For sure. In fact, a former Bain managing director, told me in an interview he wanted to keep anonymous, but was happy to share the information. He said he was there during Mitt's years. Mitt owned Bain from 92 to 01. And he said that often right before we were about to buy a company, we would talk strategy, and about half the time we talked about cutting jobs. We never talked about job growth. And he said that talk of cutting jobs was so common that it just wasn't a big deal.
I guess what blurs the lines for the public is we see so much mismanagement and so many layoffs in companies that are not being run by equity firms. I mean, isn't it hard to tell sometimes who's doing what?
Well, yes, and certainly companies can be mismanaged. As you said, many companies are mismanaged. I think what bothers me right now with what Mitt is saying and the private equity industry is saying, if this is now becoming a huge topic and should be, is that Bain, they trot out venture capital investments. So Mitt talks about Staples and Sports Authority and this company called Steel Dynamics, and these were venture capital investments. It's not the way he made most of his money. And I think it's because they just don't really have any positive stories to tell about leverage buyouts. And if he doesn't, and if the industry doesn't have many strong stories to tell, and if they did, you think they'd be telling them now, then you have to wonder why these tax loopholes exist to make LBOs profitable.
So, but these types of leverage buyouts have been around for decades now. Why has the political establishment and the public not either A, taken action or been aware of it?
I good questions. We're at its peak now, but in the late 80s, when Michael Milken was fueling leverage buyouts, there was a lot of outcry. There was the movie Wall Street. And in 87, House Ways and Means Chair Rostenkowski considered closing the biggest tax loophole that makes buyouts profitable. Unfortunately, a day after became something called Black Friday, and the stock market fell 20%, and that was the end of that proposal. After that, the private equity industry regrouped. They changed their name from leverage buyouts to private equity, which was smart marketing. And they only really became huge in the kind of post 05, 06, 07 period. And now we're kind of there again. And it's starting to get the attention again. Also, private equity firms are very well connected in Washington. Mm-hmm. Four of the last eight U.S. Treasury secretaries worked at private equity firms. So they're very well connected. I think that's helped shield them up to this point. But it seems to me things are changing.
Finally, is there any kind of effective rule or legislation that you think that could kind of take the predatory nature out of private equity?
Yes, any company now that borrows money can take the interest of those loans off of their taxes. So private equity-owned companies, after private equity firms buy them, their tax rates, this is a Notre Dame study showed this, their tax rates drop from 22 to 10%. If you change that, so you can't take interest tax deductibility to finance a buyout. So you could still do it if you're building a factory or building a cell tower, but if you're doing it to finance a takeover, you can't. You just have to pay your taxes like everybody else. That would make these a lot less profitable. And on those occasions, and there are those, where private equity firms are really building value, and it's not about financial engineering, and it's not about destruction, those will still go on.
Josh Kosman, author of the book, The Buyout of America, How Private Equity is Destroying Jobs and Killing the American Economy. Find his op-ed at rollingstone.com today. Thank you very much, Josh, for joining us here at 1320 WILS.
Yeah, thanks very much for having me.
We'll be right back to talk about toddlers and iPads. Toddlers using iPads, sometimes for hours. Is that a good thing? We'll discuss that next. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS.